Hello, I'm Gary Aide, and we're stacking the NBA with a matchup preview of the Memphis Grizzlies and the Minnesota Timberwolves. Memphis comes in with a record of 31-17. Minnesota is 25-25 on the year. Over their last 10, Memphis, 6-4, lost 4 in a row. Meanwhile, Minnesota over that span is also 6-4, won their last game. Here are the numbers. Memphis averages 117.1 points per game, Minnesota 115.2. Minnesota gives up slightly more than they score, 115.4 surrendered per contest for a negative 0.2 point differential. Meanwhile, Memphis gives up 112.6, so they have a positive differential of 4.6. Looking at the turnover numbers, 13.6 per game by the Grizzlies versus 15.2 by the Timberwolves. 49.2% from the field is Minnesota. Memphis shoots 47% from the field. Grizzlies are 34.9% from long range. Timberwolves 35.4. Free throw shooting is a big problem for Memphis, just 71.2% from the free throw line versus a healthier 78% by the Timberwolves. Minnesota gets 34.2 points per game from its bench. Memphis 36.3 from its second squad. This is the third time this year these two teams are playing. They've split the first two games. This is a home game for Minnesota, who, of course, is still without Karl-Anthony Towns. Torian Prince is also doubtful for this one. Memphis without Steven Adams. The question here is, can Memphis rediscover their offensive game against a Minnesota team that is subpar defensively? They've been struggling recently, hence the four-game winning streak. This is a good chance to get right, although Minnesota is somewhat dangerous. They're not your average 500 team. They have a lot of talent on this team. I think this game's close, but I'm picking the Grizzlies. And that will do it for our on-court look of Grizzlies and Timberwolves. Coming up, we'll dive into the betting lines of this one as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Brandon Fryer with Stacking NBA with a betting preview between the Memphis Grizzlies and the Minnesota Timberwolves. The lines are currently open and it favors the Memphis Grizzlies sitting at 3 in the spread with the over-under of 237.5. Now, offensively, Memphis averages around 117 points per game and Minnesota averages around 115.2 points per game. Now, Minnesota has been out one of their best players in Karl-Anthony Towns, so you're going to have to depend on Anthony Edwards right now. Currently, his player props currently sit at 27.5. His last 10 games, he's been averaging just a little bit above that at 27.8, and against Memphis he averages around 28 points, so I would definitely lean and take the over in this one. Now, one player who's definitely been moving up on the point side has been D'Angelo Russell. Now it currently sits at 19.5. Now I don't know if I would take the over in that one. I would more lean towards Anthony Edwards in this one, but if you want to get a little greedy, take the assist on D'Angelo Russell. It currently sits at 6.5. I would lean over that one and take more on that one because I think he would dish the ball more to Anthony Edwards on that one. Now when you look at the Memphis side on the player props right now, you can't go wrong with Ja Morant. Currently right now it sits at 27.5. Now against Minnesota he averages around 26 points, and his last 10 games he's been averaging around 27.4. now with this number prop, I would probably take the under in this one. I would expect maybe around 26 points, maybe around 25, so I would lean and take the under in that one. Now when you're looking at this overall spread, Memphis is 23-24-1 and Minnesota is 24-24. Now with that one being said, I would probably lean towards Memphis to take this spread. It's a really good number. I would lean towards Memphis in this one. Now, when it comes to that over-under, I would lean and take the under in that one because right now, if you're looking at it, both teams have been trending when it comes to taking the under. Right now, Memphis has been 4-0 when it comes to taking the under overall, and Minnesota has been 4-0 in the under when facing winning teams, which Memphis is. So I would definitely lean and take the under in that game as well. That's our look at the Memphis Grizzlies and the Minnesota Timberwolves. I'm Brandon Fryer, and this is Stacking the NBA.